It's the Joe and Alex Show, and for Ask Alex, you can email in at joeandalexshow@gmail.com. Any question you have, and then Alex will give you her opinion, we'll throw some stuff in there, and then, of course, we take calls and we get that social media reaction to try to help you out whatever you're going through. This morning, Elizabeth is on the Joe and Alex Show, and what are you working with? What's going on for Ask Alex?
Oh, guys, I can't even tell you how embarrassed I am to be sharing this with you, but I'm so ashamed. I feel like such a terrible parent.
Oh,
I can't
no.
bring myself to ask my real friends for advice. It's like, it's hard.
Okay.
So what's going on is I'm a single mom, and I haven't dated at all since my boyfriend left the picture. My kids have grown up without any men or father figures in their life at all. I mean, you know, I had a few one-night stands or hookups, but they've never known about it. I keep them very separate from all that. So my oldest is in the eighth grade, and she just turned 14. She's in that awful stage of hating me in general for nothing and bullying and girl drama. So you can understand how kind of sensitive this is.
Oh, yeah. That was like the worst time of my life. I'm pretty sure my mom wanted to give me up for adoption.
I hate you, Mom. You don't understand.
I was slamming my door, turning up the Avril Lavigne, painting my nails black, all that.
God, were you really?
For sure.
Oh, my gosh.
That's it. So here's the thing. The other night before her first day of school, I went to like the parent night. And when I met her English teacher, it was like, pow, electricity between us.
Oh, no.
And he's just so hot, you know, like dark hair, blue eyes, and probably like in his mid-30s, like me. He was just, the sexiest man ever I've seen. So after he was done talking to the parents and everyone had left the room, I went up and started talking to him. We were the only ones there. My daughter was with her friends outside in another room talking. And one thing led to another, and her teacher picked me up and placed me on his desk, and we started making out.
Oh, girl!
Oh, my God. Yeah, it was so intense and insane, and we got to, like, second base under the shirt boob grab and all of that.
Second base?
With her teacher?
Yeah. Yeah. We didn't actually hook up or anything. It just, you know, got real hot and heavy. So mid-makeout, I look over, and through the door, I see one of my daughter's best friends staring at us. And obviously, I freak out, and I stopped it and said I had to go.
Oh, my gosh. So one of your daughter's best friends is just, like looking at you guys. She totally saw you.
Mm-hmm.
Did she say anything? Like, hi, Mrs. Elizabeth?
She said nothing. And I know my daughter doesn't even know yet, because she would for sure say something and freak out and hate me. And gosh, the thing is, I don't know what I'm supposed to do. Do I just sit here and wait for her friend to say something? Eventually she's going to find out, you know, girls gossip, especially in middle school.
For sure. I was going to say it's a ticking time bomb for when her friend decides to tell your daughter, or even worse, she doesn't even tell your daughter directly what she saw. She tells everybody else, and that's how your daughter finds out.
Right. That's exactly what I was thinking. This could totally ruin her eighth grade year and maybe even follow her into high school that her mom hooked up with her teacher, you know.
Is your daughter good at English?
She's good at English. Yes, she is very good at English.
Oh, okay.
She wants to kind of be a writer.
Then there's no, I was trying to like find a silver lining here. Like,
he could give her some good grades.
Yeah, like if your daughter was dumb and couldn't read or something, or just didn't do her homework, you know, maybe you making out with the teacher could boost that up to a B from a C.
That doesn't help Elizabeth's problem with her daughter finding out what happened.
Yeah, I feel so bad about this, and I'm mad at myself for letting it happen, you know?
I mean, you're
I'm
human.
Totally at fault.
He was hot.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like the best, I don't know. I feel like at first I thought you need to go to that girl, your daughter's friend, and be, you know, listen, it is really important to me that you do not say anything. You and I both know that would make my daughter so upset, blah, blah, blah. But I don't think that because you're not that girl's parent that you can count on her obeying you. So I think that you're going to have to tell your daughter what happened herself so that she can prepare in case her friend says something.
Are you crazy? You want her to tell her daughter, hey, whatever your daughter's name is, I made out with your teacher and he touched mommy's boobs.
She doesn't have to tell that part.
Then what's she going to say? Because Elizabeth's daughter's friend saw this.
Oh, gosh.
She
I don't
saw
know.
Them getting to second base and making out.
Well, we don't, maybe she, we don't know. She could have only seen the making out part. Maybe she didn't see. Okay, was his hand under your shirt when she saw you?
No, it was after that.
Okay, so she may not, but for all we know, you just looked over at that time, but she could have been there a lot longer, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Oh, it's such a mess.
And the school year just started, too. It's like, this is the worst case scenario. So maybe other parents of teenagers can call in with advice, because God knows we don't have kids and we wouldn't know what to do.
317-239-1009. Joe and Alex Show, you can tweet us, and we'll put this up on our Facebook, Radio Now 100.9. What would you tell Elizabeth to do? She got caught on the parent night, you know, when school's starting, by like some kid walking by the hall. She was making out, getting her boobies touched.
By her daughter's teacher.
Oh my gosh. Elizabeth, I'm not judging you at all, but I say you don't say a damn thing and you deny till you die.
Oh, man.
All right, we'll get you some help. Keep your radio on.
Thank you.
All right, it's the Joe and Alex Show.